Senator Ron Johnson suggests Biden highly compromised by China. By Joshua Klein on November 14, 2022. President Joe Biden is highly compromised by the Chinese government, according to Senator Ron Johnson, RY, who argued that that must be the case given the scrapping of the United States Justice Department's effort to combat Chinese economic espionage. Appearing on Fox News's Sunday Morning Futures, the Wisconsin senator, who won a third term in last week's midterms, defeating Democrat Mandela Barnes, was asked by host Maria Bartiromo about his expectations for President Biden's Monday meeting with Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. "It's hard to say. We'll get some kind of readout from it. But again, my feeling is that Joe Biden is highly compromised," he insisted. "Why else would we cancel the China Initiative? The DOJ program designed to investigate China's theft of our intellectual property from colleges and universities. It made no sense whatsoever," he added. "There's only one explanation: Joe Biden is compromised." The Biden Justice Department announced in February that it would be ending the China Initiative, which aimed at Chinese espionage and intellectual property theft, over concerns it created a perception of racism despite an internal review finding no indication of racial bias or prejudice. While Democrat lawmakers applauded the move, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, slammed the DOJ's decision. "The CCP has stolen trillions of dollars of American intellectual property, destroyed millions of American jobs, and turned students and researchers studying in the United States into foreign spies." Yet today, the Biden administration announced it's canceling the initiative tasked with combating the Chinese government's unprecedented domestic sabotage and aggression because they claim it's racist. "Canceling this initiative is just another instance of weakness from an administration more concerned with being politically correct than protecting Americans. And you can be sure our adversaries are watching." The effort was initially launched by the Trump administration in 2018 in order to counter Chinese espionage efforts that included paying professors at American universities for access to research funded by U.S. government grants. Meeting with Xi on Monday, Biden suggested China and America should work together on climate changes and food insecurity, without addressing human rights issues and the genocide of Muslim-majority people in East Turkestan in particular, which has resulted in the construction of over 1,000 concentration camps, rampant killing, gang rape, and forced sterilization. Following the meeting, President Biden attempted to downplay any new tensions with China. "I absolutely believe there need not be a new Cold War," he told reporters during a press conference after the 3.5-hour meeting in Bali, Indonesia, adding that he did not think there is any imminent intent on the part of China to invade Taiwan. The Biden family and China have a familiar relationship in both politics and business. In 2013, then-Vice President Biden flew with his son Hunter aboard Air Force Two to China. 10 days later, Hunter's firm signed a $1 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.